Deuteronomy chapter 2. Then we turned around and went back to the wilderness by the way to the Red Sea, as the Lord told me. For many days we skirted around Mount Seir. Then the Lord spoke to me, saying, You have circled around this mountain long enough. Turn to the north. Tell the people, You are to pass through the territory of your relatives, the descendants of Esau, who live in Seir. They will be afraid of you, so be very careful. Do not provoke them, for I am not giving you any of their land, not even enough to leave a footprint on, because I have given Mount Seir to Esau for a possession. You may purchase food from them for money, so that you may eat, and you may also buy water from them for money, so that you may drink. For the Lord your God has blessed you in all the work of your hand. He knows your travels through this great wilderness. For these 40 years the Lord your God has been with you. You have lacked nothing. So we passed by our relatives, the descendants of Esau, who live in Seir. We turned away from the way of the Arava that comes up from Eilat and Ezion-Geber, and passed by the road of the wilderness of Moab. Then the Lord said to us, Do not harass Moab, or provoke them to war, for I am not giving you any of their land, because I have given Ar to the descendants of Lot for a possession. The Emites used to live there. They were a people great, numerous, and tall as the Anakites. Like the Anakites, these are also known as Rephites, but the Moabites call them Emites. The Horites used to live in Seir before the descendants of Esau dispossessed and destroyed them, and settled in their place, just as Israel did to the land that the Lord gave them to possess. Now get up and cross over the Zered Valley. So we crossed the Zered Valley. Now the length of time we had traveled from Kadesh Barnea until we crossed over the Zered Valley was 38 years, until all the generation of soldiers had perished from the camp, as the Lord had sworn to them. Indeed, the hand of the Lord was against them to destroy them from the camp until they were all gone. So it was, when all the soldiers had perished from among the people, that the Lord spoke to me, saying, Today you are to cross over at Ar, the border of Moab. When you approach the descendants of Ammon, do not harass or provoke them, because I am not giving you the land of the descendants of Ammon for a possession, because I have given it to the descendants of Lot for a possession. That also is considered a land of Rephites. The Rephites formerly lived there, but the Ammonites call them Zamzumites. They were a people great, numerous, and tall as the Anakites, but the Lord destroyed them before the Ammonites, so they dispossessed them and settled in their place. He did exactly the same thing for the descendants of Esau who lived in Seir, when he destroyed the Horites before them, so they dispossessed them and settled in their place even to this day. The Avites, who lived in villages in the region of Gaza, the Kaphtorites, who came from Kaphtor, this Crete, destroyed them and settled in their place. Get up and set out on your journey, and cross over the Arnon Gorge. Look, I have given into your hand Sihon the Amorite, king of Heshbon, and his land. Begin to take possession of it, and engage him in battle. This day I will begin to put the dread and fear of you into all the peoples that are under the whole heaven. When they hear the report about you, they will tremble and be in anguish because of you. Then I sent messengers out of the wilderness of Kedemot to Sihon the king of Heshbon, with an offer of peace, saying, Let me pass through your land. I will travel only on the road. I will not turn aside either to the right or to the left. You may sell us food for money, so that we may eat, and give us water for money, so we may drink. Just allow us to pass through on foot, just as the descendants of Esau who live in Seir and the Moabites who live in Ar did for us, until we cross over the Jordan River into the land the Lord our God is giving us. But Sihon the king of Heshbon would not allow us to pass by him, for the Lord your God hardened his spirit and made his heart obstinate, so that he might deliver him to your hand, as he has done now. Then the Lord said to me, See, I have begun to deliver Sihon and his land over to you. Begin to take possession of his land. When Sihon came against us, he and all his people, to battle at Jahaz, the Lord our God delivered him over to us, and we struck him down, along with his sons and all his people. At that time we took all his towns and absolutely destroyed every town, including even the women and children. We left no survivors. We did take the livestock as plunder for ourselves, along with the spoil of the towns we had captured. From Aroer, which is on the edge of the Arnon Gorge, and from the town that is in the gorge, even to Gilead, there was not a citadel too high for us. The Lord our God gave them all to us. But you did not approach the land of the descendants of Ammon, to the banks of the Jabbok Valley, or the towns of the hill country, or anywhere the Lord our God had forbidden us.